Both of you have given me two of my favourite moments in music across 2019 and 2020. Dermot, your performance at the National History Museum, that must have been such a unique, because watching it, it just felt like such a special moment for you. You didn't have the audiences, but you were able to captivate in such a unique space.
You know, that museum in normal times is just packed every day. It's not possible to do a show there. It's not a feasible thing. So it was honestly, like, the way it happened was I came off tour. We ran home from America basically in like early March. Yeah. And I actually found the boarding pass yesterday when we flew home from Chicago, like last minute. But, and then I was playing these shows on like Instagram Live and Facebook Live and stuff. And it was nice to bring your fans together and have that moment. But also, it's just, it's very underwhelming to go from a stage where you've got full production and blah, 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 to like playing into your phone. So we started just toying with the idea of like a proper production. And then the idea of the Natural History Museum in London got thrown out, and it just slowly took shape. Really, really accommodating and kind about it. So yeah, like, it was the type of thing where in the rehearsal and the whole day leading up to it, I really took it in, and I literally went around to like every skeleton and fossil, and was like, the child in me was just like
nerding out,
so over the moon. And then the show, I was just like, the show was just like,
I said, Dermot gave me that moment of 2020. For you, Matt and Medusa, 2019, rawness of Piece of Your Heart, and that drop in it was seriously my favorite piece in music for the whole year. Did you expect it at the time to elevate like it did and become so iconic?
No. It was really unexpected for everyone. And especially it was unexpected the way it exploded.
Yeah.
Because it started from the UK, and no one at the label also was expecting like something quickly like that. It went viral really soon, especially for the pre-drop part when Josh was singing. What story, just quickly, what if it's... And it was the unexpected part of the track, and from that moment, from the UK, it exploded in every part of the world, and then we started touring, and literally the question every day was, what do you think about your project, and Piece of Your Heart, how are you feeling about that, and my answer was every time, honestly, I'm just living day by day, not thinking about what we did as a track, and just probably when we gonna stop in few years, I will realize what we have done with this track so quickly. But that's all. I think I had time during this pandemic time to think about that, to be honest.
Paradise is out now. It's been an absolute joy to speak to both of you, Matt and Dermot. Well done on the track. And seriously, Rona can piss off, because we need you out here.
We're going to, we got to be careful. You guys have done a great job. We can't come too close.
No, we're counting down the days. Hey, guys, congratulations again. All the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.